Page 45, news from AFB. AFB to close its audio production division in October 2009. After 75 years of participating in the National Library Service, NLS, talking book program, the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, is closing its audiobook division in October 2009 with the expiration of AFB's New York headquarters lease. Fans of talking books will continue to have access to high-quality audiobooks from the many other accomplished audiobook producers participating in the NLS program, as well as through increasingly popular, accessible, and affordable commercially produced books and internet downloads. Since pioneering the development of recorded books in the 1930s, AFB has produced tens of thousands of talking books for the Library of Congress, a program championed by Helen Keller during her tenure at AFB. AFB expects to continue producing audio material for NLS and our other customers until it leaves its present facility. As a talking book user myself, I take enormous pride in the role AFB has played in providing high-quality audiobooks to people who are blind or visually impaired, said Carl R. Augusto, AFB President and CEO. While we are saddened to be exiting the talking book business, we are confident that other audiobook producers have sufficient studio production capacity to handle NLS requirements, and that blind and visually impaired consumers will continue to have access to audio material through the NLS program and other avenues. AFB's decision to exit the talking book program was based on a number of factors, including the financial costs that AFB incurs by participating in the government-funded NLS program and the need to apply donor funds to those programs that AFB is in a unique position to deliver. Page 46. AFB is proud to have produced so many amazing audiobooks, and we owe a huge thank you to AFB's audiobook production staff and to the actors and narrators whose much-loved voices have created wonderful and enduring recordings, added Augusto. AFB Distance Learning Survey results now available from AFB Direct Connect. More and more colleges, schools, and universities are using online educational tools that students are required to use to obtain course syllabi, access lectures and associated material, participate in class discussions, read course material, and receive grades and feedback from instructors. These popular tools, such as Blackboard, can frequently pose significant barriers to students with vision loss because they do not work well, if at all, with computer programs commonly used by students who are blind or visually impaired to access content displayed on the computer screen. AFB explored ways in which popular online educational tools can be made more accessible with the help of nearly 100 individuals who recently completed our online survey. The results are now available. Findings indicated that the most important and necessary features of online educational tools present significant problems for those using assistive technology, such as screen reading or screen magnification software. In nearly every instance, respondents indicated features that were inaccessible. To read the full report, go to afb.org/section.ASP?3#CAPTOPIC#CAPS ID=377#DOCUMENT#CAPS ID=4492.